I'm here with Dale Romans, Promises Fulfilled, 3 wins, 4 starts. Talk about this horse.
Well, he should be undefeated. And if you go back and watch his race in the Jockey Club, he was getting out so bad, he was almost bolting. And for a horse to do that, use up that much energy and still run third and beating only 3 lengths in what's become the most key race in the Derby preps as 2-year-olds last year, was pretty special. He should be 4 for 4.
I was in Barbados when this horse ran the last time, but I understand you really liked him. You decided you were going to go to the lead, Bobby Frankel style, take no prisoners.
That's right, and we're going to do it again for the Florida Derby. But I got to looking at it, where the gate is sitting. If we'd have hesitated at all to see what the speed down on this side of us was going to do, we'd have been hung wide. And so let's just push the gas and go to the front and see what happens, and it worked out perfect.
Jockey Robbie Alvarado's here, back in the saddle for the Florida Derby. Robbie, a lot of musical jockeys this year. Can you explain what's going on?
I don't know. That's all these trainers switching jocks here and there. But I'm sure if Free Drop Billy might have not been in there, I probably would have been on him for the Fountain of Youth. But I'm excited to be back on him.
Yeah, it's nice to have a live horse with easy instructions, right? Could go right to the lead. So as you're training this horse and you want him to go farther and farther, are you doing anything special?
No, he's naturally has that stamina. So, and he's not a real big horse. He's not one you want to take any weight off of. So we haven't really been drilling on him real hard. And actually going into the Fountain of Youth, he had missed a lot of time because of the splint he had popped in the Jockey Club, and it took a while to get him going this winter. And if he was going to be short, it would have been in there. I think he's just one of those rare horses that has great speed and great stamina. And when you put those two combinations together, they're almost unbeatable, because you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you go with them, you're not going to finish. And if you let them go, they're going to outkick you. So it'll be up to everybody else to decide whether or not they want to come out looking him in the eye.
You've been in this game a long time, and we've seen horses like that have that great combination, and a lot of them are very famous. Do you think this horse has that chance?
I think he's got a big chance at it. You're right. I mean, I've had a few of them in my career. Roses of May was probably the most famous one. Little Mike, he was the same way. I mean, he could just go to the lead and keep on going for a mile and a half. And there's very few horses that have that special combination of speed and stamina.
Yeah, Shackleford, too, not too shabby.
No, Shackleford was another one. He was a good one. And, you know, Shackleford was probably the best pure miler, and that's why I think you see him being such a good sire. The milers seem to make the best sires, like you go all the way back to Mr. Prospector. But his offspring, maybe they can go up just a little bit further.
Dale's talking about speed. One of my favorite horses I rode was Silver Max, he forgot to mention, was probably one of the fastest milers I've been on. He went right to the lead every time and took it away from him. So we're excited about, you know, being back on him, and we try to ride him like, you know, Silver Max.